Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by David Minchin, who is chairman at Helix Exploration. Hi today, David.
I'm great, thank you, Zach. How are you?
Very well. I think today we had the RNS that everyone was waiting for, at least I was, in the sense that it looked as though there was going to be a discovery RNS very soon, imminently over the course of the autumn, and today's the day.
Well, you know, we set ourselves a challenge to drill two wells in six months and get two discoveries before the end of the year. And here we are with, frankly, a company-making discovery at Rudyard. Strong commercial flow rates, high commercial helium grade, and potentially making, you know, $4 million per well per year. The next step in 2025 will be to bring it into cash flow.
Right. So today, a transformational day in terms of Helix. You've it's not only a game changing discovery, but you clearly have a discovery. Then you are de-risking the company. Don't you think that one or two people thought you would never make it? And probably the other question would be that once you've discovered something, they'll think, oh, yes, well, now there's going to be a fundraise. We're going to get diluted, blah, blah, blah. That's the beauty of the London market at the moment.
No, look, you're right. This is a company maker. Yeah, this is what transforms us from being an explorer into being a producer. Because of the location of the Rudyard field, there's already three-phase power on site. We're right next door to the largest railway in the United States, running east coast and west coast. So the composition of the gas being 95% nitrogen, with really super low levels of methane, no significant CO2, no water. It makes it suitable to run through a very low cost membrane stroke pressure swing adsorption plant. It means we can bring this into production really cheaply. When you think of sort of the cash flows which this could generate, $4 million per well per year, you can get four or five wells on this, and it becomes super attractive for project finance, non-dilutive funding. We've got a number of strategies to bring this into production to fast track it, and it's going to be really exciting next 12 months.
So today, the big discovery, are there more on track and where could they be coming from?
Well, of course, we still need to test Ingomar. The acidation there on the Charles Fort formation next year has potential to bring in some excellent flows and some high-grade helium there. And don't forget the hydrogen potential in Ingomar as well. We had a fantastic conference in Paris. Lots of interest in the hydrogen space at the moment. Again, another potential company maker there.
And going forward for 2025, we'll probably have discovery news, and I suppose you'll be trying to prove up what you've already found.
The proving up's done. It's for development now, and we're blessed with the board that we have. Bo, with his 25 years in taking projects from exploration into production, Greg with his experience as the former director of Helium in for Praxair and Lind, we know how to commercialize this stuff. You know, this is what we've been doing for the last two decades, and so you know we will be delighted to be able to bring some strong cash flows and potentially some dividends to long-term shareholders.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, David Minchin, chairman at Helix Exploration, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach. Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.